July of 2020. California's governor orders indoor operations shut at wineries in 19 counties to fight a pandemic. One winery is missing from that list. It's the one with his name on the label. 6 years later, that governor is still explaining his finances. Only now, it isn't a Napa exemption raising eyebrows. It's a federal investigation. His promised tax returns are still missing. And this week, he retained a lawyer nobody in his office will name. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the wine fortune behind Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California. How disclosed became escalating. And why the newest chapter of this story isn't really about wine at all. Start with the label. In 1992, a 20-something bar owner named Gavin Newsom opened a single wine shop in San Francisco's Marina District, with seed money reported to come from Gordon Getty, the oil fortune heir and a Newsom family friend. That storefront grew into the Plump Jack Group. The Plump Jack, Cade, Odette, and 13th Vineyard wineries in Napa, plus restaurants, bars, and a ski-in resort inn near Lake Tahoe. Reporting puts the whole operation at roughly 24 affiliated companies. That business is the foundation of a fortune the New York Post estimated in June of 2026 at around $30 million for Newsom and his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom. And unlike the tabloid word hidden, that number isn't a secret. It comes straight from filings Newsom released himself. His 2018 tax return, the last one before he became governor, reported about $1.2 million in total income. The single largest slice, $597,895, came from Arel Wines, the company that runs the Napa properties. Two things about that number matter, in fairness. It's gross business income, not take-home pay. The wineries carry debt, costs, and other owners, the Getty family among them. And once Newsom took office, in January of 2019, exact dollar figures stopped showing up anywhere public. California's ethics filing, Form 700, reports income in broad ranges, not precise amounts, a feature of the form itself, not a Newsom workaround. But it's why the public record freezes on a 2018 snapshot, and why critics call everything since then opaque. So how does a sitting governor legally keep an ownership stake in a business he used to run day to day? A blind trust. Days before his inauguration, Newsom signed an executive order moving his Plump Jack interests into one. A trustee handles the holdings, the theory goes, and the official doesn't track day-to-day decisions. Newsom kept the ownership. He gave up the steering wheel and pledged the state wouldn't do business with Plump Jack while he served. The obvious problem: a blind trust is only so blind when the asset inside it has your own name on the label. Newsom knows exactly what he owns. The arrangement hides transactions, not the business itself. Which brings us back to July of 2020. Newsom's statewide order shut down indoor wine tasting in 19 counties. Napa County, home to his Plump Jack Estate Winery, was not one of them. Fact checkers, including Snopes, found a defensible public health reason. Napa's case rate ran far lower than counties like Fresno's at the time. Defensible doesn't mean it looked good. The backlash got loud enough that Plump Jack itself started canceling events.
Then there's the money.
Federal loan data show at least 9 Plump Jack-affiliated companies collected nearly $3 million in pandemic-era Paycheck Protection Program loans. One entity, Villa Encinal Partners, took $918,720 to cover 14 employees, against a California average closer to $128,000 for businesses that size, according to one television investigation's review of Small Business Administration data. The loans were legal. The businesses were eligible. Newsom didn't run the program, and by then he'd already handed the wineries to a trustee. But a sitting governor's family company's pulling seven figures in federal pandemic aid is, at minimum, a fact worth saying out loud. 4 months later, the same governor was photographed dining maskless at the French Laundry. Not a Plumpjack property, but close enough in spirit that the two stories fused into one character portrait. A governor of expensive tastes, whose own rules seemed to bend around his own world. He later called that dinner a dumb mistake. Fast forward to today, and the wine empire itself isn't the live legal exposure. The family's taxes are. On June 15, 2026, Newsom confirmed publicly that he and his wife are under investigation by the Trump Justice Department, the DOJ. He posted that response to his own government website, not to Truth Social, a platform he doesn't actually use, and called the probe politically motivated. "Not because they found a crime," he said, "because they are simply trying to find one." Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche disagreed, on the record, days later. "I'm not sure his words are in any way grounded in fact," he said, rejecting the retaliation claim outright. Two officials, two flatly contradictory public statements, and no court filing yet to settle which one is right. 4 days after his statement, Newsom's office promised to release his tax returns for 2021 through 2025 for what it called transparency, without naming a release date. As of a July 10th report from Red State, those returns still had not appeared. What has appeared is private counsel. Newsom now says he and his wife have retained an attorney. As of that report, neither he nor his office would name who it is. At a press event on July 9th, reporters pressed him on the delay, and he grew visibly agitated, insisting the whole thing was purely political, and that people around him have been, in his words, forced to hire lawyers of their own. Here's where the accuracy has to be precise, because two separate cases are colliding in the same news cycle, and they are not the same case. First, Gavin Newsom and Jennifer Siebel Newsom. Under investigation. No charges filed against either of them. That is, today. Still an investigation, not a finding. And this show treats it as exactly that. Second, and entirely different, Dana Williamson, Newsom's former chief of staff, pleaded guilty in May of 2026 to conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud, filing a false tax return, and lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, in connection with roughly $225,000 prosecutors say was stolen from a dormant campaign committee between February of 2022 and September of 2024. Separately, a Sacramento-area Democratic operative, Alexis Podesta, wore an FBI wire in that investigation starting in June of 2024. A cooperating witness, not a defendant, her attorney confirmed. Williamson's guilt is adjudicated. The Newsom's is not. Keep those two facts in separate boxes. A lot of the coverage doesn't.
So, is the wine empire hidden?
No, it's disclosed on returns. Newsom released himself, in ethics filings, in a blind trust he set up publicly before he ever took office. Is it clean? Not entirely. A Napa exemption that spared his own winery, nearly $3 million in pandemic loans to companies he founded, a blind trust that hides transactions but not ownership. And is the family under real legal exposure right now? Yes. An active federal investigation, a still unreleased set of tax returns, and now, quietly, a lawyer. None of that proves a crime. All of it is worth watching, especially with a possible 2028 campaign on the horizon. We'll keep tracking this one. The tax returns, whatever the Justice Department's investigation produces, and how a Napa wine label ends up standing next to a presidential campaign. For the full, sourced account, every filing, every quote, every dollar figure, explore the complete story for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If reporting like this is useful to you, subscribe to the show, and we'll see you next episode.